Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Right. We trust you're well. You are fine. And everything is going well with you. My name is Ray. I'm hanging out with Sipho Paulus Khateve and Jabulani Dominic. Let me start with Sipho. Hey, Sipho. Sawubona putwami.
Sawubona mfundisi kunjani?
Ngiyaphila ncike yenkosi ngibuze kuwe.
Hawu baba sibonga sibingelele balele emakhaya. Sibingelele uJabulani mfowethu indoda enkulu. Hayi sithe simbonga simakahle konke all is well mfundisi.
Awuzeke. Hey Jabu my friend, welcome sir.
My friend, how are you doing?
I am very well, and how are you, sir?
By the graces and the mercies of the Lord, I'm good. I'm good, my friend. And it's good to really be in the show. Let me also greet Mpwetu Sipho. Nabalaleli bonke ngegama lika Jesu Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Right. And, yeah. And we spoke something last week, if you can remember very well, that this week, siyobamba topic kube mnandi. Kube nje yaya. Sibambe topic kuzwakala ubumnandi obukhulu. Bese senza umlando. Uyabona. Sikhuluma into ebonakalayo. Ngoba lezo zinto lezo zisezwini, uyayibona?
Yebo.
Hayi nje ukuvela ukukhuluma into engekho. Kodwa sokukhuluma into eyikhona. Uyabona? And sikhuluma ke namhlanje nge testimony. What is a testimony? Nokuza bathi hey, i testimony ka Sipho. Hey leviki le ngishayile. Unikho bese yabuza unikho umngane wami omkhulu athi, "Mara uSipho le awuthi buyapi?" Hey i testimony yakhe ime kanjani? Uyabona? Kukhona ukuthize okusemlandweni wethu okwenza ukuthi abantu bayidumise inkosi.
Amen.
Yeah, there's something about you that makes people to praise the Father, to praise our Savior, our King, Yehusha HaMashiach. You know, there is something about you. There's something that relates a message of the Father, the Creator, Yehuah Elohim,
Amen.
That says it better than anyone could ever say. There's something that someone, when they've looked at you, they took a look at you and they saw that there's something about this man, something about this woman, something about this lady, something about this gentleman. And there's something that makes people to say to their own children, "I wish you could be like lendodana le yakahlatshwayo. I wish you could be like Hlatshwayo's son. I wish you could be like Sibeko's daughter. I wish you could be like those twins. I wish you could be like those other kids who go by that church." There's something about them that says something, even though they don't say anything. Kukhona into umuntu ayifundayo ngokubheka nje Sipho.
Yes, sir.
Uhlezi lapha e-Union Building eduze nakwami kodwa awuzi kwami. Hey, mara wena mara.
Angibhukanga mfundisi, ngiyazi indoda esebenza ngamabhuku.
Mina.
Mina.
Hayi for wena.
Siyabonga.
Ngiyambona ulaphayana ngesisuthu bathi uthlabile mangkunkwane. Amadola abheke phezulu. Angithi awasacijanga amadola walensizwa le.
Amankenyana.
That's a testimony. And I was actually looking at the picture. Yaka Sipho nomkakhe nabantwana. And I said, wow, this is the young man who used to roll about there at the front, at that dirty lawn next to Radio Pulpit. This is the young man. Look at him. Father, he is on the way. Wow, this is beautiful. It's a testimony. I just looked at the pictures, you know. And of course, a testimony also is about what we say what we give witness to. And a testimony is what also people are saying about you. So we will be touching that, and I trust the Father will do you good and bless you so much in a mighty way. It was good to play that song. Man, I couldn't wait that that song be loaded here so that I could play it, because it is way overdue, that song of Olita Adams. It's been playing for decades, you know, over mainstream media. Anyway, we are talking about a testimony which is, you know, an open declaration of one's personal experience with the Father.
Yeah.
Yeah, also people are speaking about their experience in their walk in Christ, you know, and they basically are saying this, and we will talk about it. We will talk about it. How this also is a personal experience of our walk in the Lord or in the Father, or also how this is a manner in which we are able to recount the blessings of Yahuwah Elohim.
Wow.
Our Elohim. You know, and of course also that testimony and testifying is our everyday duty. We need to be talking on these. And also that it is by the Spirit of the Father that this is in us. And it cannot be repressed, you know. Yeah, it is the growth of faith. You know, it is the growth of faith, you know, and that's the issue there. That's the issue there. And I trust that you will be blessed so much as we are touching at this issue and deliberating on it, intentionally so, you know, deliberating on it. And I trust that as we do so, you will be blessed. Now, this has so much to do. This has so much to do. And if one can put it across with our open declarations. In 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 9, it says, they said to one another, we are not doing right. This day is a day of good news, and we remain silent. If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, let us go and tell the king's household. A testimony, now we see it is the declaration of the good news. And it is when one speaks of the message of heaven. And when you look at 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 8, it says, oh, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. A testimony is when we make known the deeds of Yahuwah Elohim, our Father, our Creator, when we make known his deeds amongst the people. That is a testimony. That is what a testimony is all about. Okay. Okay, let me divert a bit and just run to Psalms. Psalm says in 71 verses 5, verses 15, I like it. Psalm 71 verses 15. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all the day, for I do not know their limits. My mouth shall tell of your righteousness and your salvation all day, for I do not know their limits. It is when we tell of the righteousness and the salvation of the Father that we get through Yahushua HaMashiach. That we get. And of course, this is the testament of salvation, the testament of righteousness. This is the news, the declaration of the righteousness of the Father and also his salvation upon us. Amazing this is. Very much so. I trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you in a mighty way.
One vision, one voice, one message. Radio Pulpit 657 AM and 729 Cape Pulpit, impacting lives from Gauteng to the Cape.
Jeremias Simone Makamo. Mfundisi Makamo, uthi mfundisi wamina ninjani, no Butsipho, no Jabulani. Ninjani? Siyaphila Bishop.
I hope now you appeal, daughter. I hope now you appeal. Utetu la malanga la yang solisa weda makam. What it do? Yang solisa makam. Yazu tulega cool la malanga la. Kukoni ntinga tiye yenzegi gati. Zetsobona. Ah, sizobona. Utulil makam. Phone na makam. Phone. Ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi ulalela ishow makam. Ufuna icontent umngani wami. Phone. Right. Now, this is amazing. Let me bring this to you, Jabu. You know, when we talk of a testimony, we actually are declaring the good news, telling households about the good news of the kingdom of heaven, the news of salvation, the righteousness of the Father. But also, to make known the deeds of the Father amongst the people. 1 Chronicles 16, verses 8, it says so. And 2 Kings chapter 7, verse 9, says so. Jabu!
Yes, indeed. Thank you very much, and for such a wonderful and a great that God is teaching us about. You know, we really appreciate Him, you know, for teaching us, as always, about testimony. So, the Word of God says that the one who's got the Son, no one in the Son, no one of Father. So it means the source of our testimony is Christ who is living within us. So maybe someone was asking themselves, who is listening, that how can I also testify? How can I have a testimony? So the first step is for the Son to live in you. You know, the Son of God, Christ Himself, to be the one that is alive in you. Then you have a testimony.
Mm.
You've got a story to tell. You know, you can be able to go to your friend and tell them what the Lord has done for you, to your family, to your mother, to your father. And that is already, you know, you've started testifying. You've started to share your testimony with the people.
Yeah.
So as you were quoting, you know, the scriptures that you were quoting, my friend, I was just checking them. The people, they felt that what they were experiencing from the Lord was so much good that they could not hold it to themselves only, but to go and share it with the people, with the other people. So a testimony is that which you experience from God, but you cannot keep it to yourself, but you are so delighted and so joyful that you would like to share it with others. You would like everyone to know about what the Lord has done for you. I don't know if you remember the story of the Samaritan woman who met Jesus at the well. You know, after Jesus Christ had revealed, you know, the secrets, you know, and also, you know, spoke mysteries, the woman could not contain herself. She could not keep the, you know, like what God had spoken to her. But she went back to the city and declared the gospel to the whole community. That is a testimony. You know, it's that which the Lord has spoken, and you feel that I cannot keep it to myself. My neighbor deserves to hear about this. My friend, my brother, you know, even my enemies, they deserve to hear about this which the Lord has done. There is a testimony, and there is power in a testimony because it touches people's lives. Other people who are in the very same circumstances become encouraged that it's not the end of my life, because if Jablane, God was able to help him in this manner, so it means God can also help me. That's why we should not shy away from testifying as the church.
Yeah, and of course, Sipho, let me bring this to you also. We speak of testimony, and in this case also, Psalms chapter 60, verses 4, you have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth. Exactly the same thing, Eben Kulmangayo, that we have become those banners of the goodness of the Father. Abantu bafunda ngonkulunkulu mabesibheka nje. You know, they see the goodness of the Father by just looking at us. And, you know, in Psalm 107, verses 2, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, that He has redeemed us from the hand of the enemy. Testimony. It is when we speak of the redemption that the Father has given us against the enemy. Sipho.
From this, what a topic today, and we thank God to which you are learning each and every day, and also for this opportunity from this to be taught by the Spirit of God that dwelleth in us. And it is true from this, Guti, a testimony It's what the Lord has done in us, proclaiming it into other people. At the same time, it's that silent walk when somebody just enter in somewhere and then they said, wow, what the Lord has done. Look what John chapter 9. There's a story whereby umntwana wayezalwe impumputi engaboni, and people they were asking, kwenzakaleni, ubani umza, kwathiwa no, loku uJesu no, kwakufanele kuvela amandla kaNkulunkulu. So when this guy ephiliswa nguNkulunkulu bembuza ukuthi uphilise kanjani ngoba ezalwe engaboni, lithi iBhayibheli lendoda yathi ukuthi lo muntu nithi uyisoni kwezenjani, but kunye engikwaziyo ukuthi bengaboni, manje sengiyabona. In other words, that's the testimony ukuthi what God has already done. Because it proclamation mfundiso ukuthi what the Lord has been done somewhere somehow abantu bayihlanganise nokubooster. Umuntu makathi yafakaza bazange ngiyabonga ngithenge imoto yaseGermany. Mose ibheka le moto yaseGermany uyayikweleta. That's not a testimony. Testimony is what the Lord has done. Hayi ukuthi iniphi ibhenki u-affordable ukuthi likunike isikweleta.
Yeah.
Your testimony mfundisi siyilimazile ngoba that's way another way of declaring the good news to people. Ingakho uma ufunda incwadi yamaHebrew chapter 1 lithi uNkulunkulu ukhuluma ngeindlela zonke emandulo ngabaprofeti, but ekupheleni kwalezi nsuku ukukhulume ngendodana yakhe nguKristu Jesu uma emletha emhlabeni. That's the testimony ukuthi God has continued to love humanity. That's the testimony ukuvela nje kaJesu emhlabeni. Ubufakazi bokuthi uNkulunkulu umthandile umuntu, kubufakazi ukuthi God will always be after imisebenzi ezandla zakhe, ukuthi what is it that I can do for these people to be get saved. In other words, mfundisi, testimony ithi I'm declaring, I'm telling, it's a powerful tool that I can use, mfundisi, to share good news to people. Yingakho ubufakazi emabandleni, mfundisi, it was a good powerful tool that in declare ukuthi bazalwane bekunesimo ekhaya ngingalali ngigulela umntwana, kodwa kwafika umoya kaNkulu ukuthi ngithandaze nenze ukuthi babonakala amandla kaNkulunkulu. Loko nje kukodwa engingazange ngifike mfundisi, kungazange itshela abazane, but seeing the mighty hand of God at work at that time, we see testimony for this. Testimony ile ukuthi bazalwane ngithe ngihamba edolobheni kwababonakala ukuthi ngathi nezo kwaba nomoya othi kimi phakathi kimi ake ngithandaze. Ngiyele ngathandaze kwaba nesimo engibona ukuthi ngiyandlula. Uma ngirealize, no, it was not simply just the feeling ibe nginayo, but God was saying to me, pray, because there was something that was about to happen. But through that prayer, ngabona amandla kaNkulunkulu. And lastly, a testimony is that declaration that propels somebody olalele nawe uqobo lwakhe okunikeza amandla. Look what David did when a person in Goliath. Lithi iBhayibheli waqale wa declare. Ngoba testimony is a declaration, that proclamation ukuthi ubani lo osabisa impi kaJehova.
Yeah.
UNkulunkulu wethu. Sethi kuye wena uza kimi ngomkhonto nange ngcwele, kodwa mina ngiza ngegama kaJehova. UNkulunkulu omisile. UNkulunkulu kaIsrayeli. Ah, uma declare God's promises. Kodwa wena ikhanda lakho akakalisiki nje uthi ngizithatha uma ngiceda ukulinikeza izinyoni zulu. I-declaration imfundiso ukuthi what God has already promised he's about to do it. Akakakwenzi, uzakuvela. In other words, njengoba sisho balalele sithi greater is he who's in us than the devil is in this world. It's a declaration, it's a testimony against umbuso obumnyama.
Yeah.
Ukuthi lokhu akasikithi kungaphambi mkhulu kunalokhona ezweni. USathane ungaphasi kwezinyawo zethu. Konke it's a declaration. In other words, it's a declaration for it. It's a proclamation of what God has already done. And that continues to do it. David athi kuwe, hayi, mina ngizokusakaza mfana, ngizothatha ikhanda ngihlakaze ngalo. Ukusho lokho akakwenzi, and kwenzeka exactly as it declared. So, in short, mfundisi, ufakazi, sibonisa amandla kaNkulunkulu, simemezele izethembiso zakhe, nazo zonke azilobile ezweni ukuthi all his promises are yes and amen.
Amen to that. Amen to that. And of course, we trust and we believe the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm talking to Usipopoulos, not Jablan Dominic, both my brothers and friends, fellow workers in the faith, and I appreciate and adore them. We are talking about What is a testimony? We're asking a question. What is a testimony? What is a testimony even all about? So send us your WhatsApps. It's 0826572729. 0826572729. Let us hear what you say about this. Let us hear what you make of this. Let us hear what comes to mind when we talk about a testimony. I am keen to hear. You know, it is okay also if you can tell us your testimony. You know, if you can tell us your testimony, it is fine. That is 0826572729. 0826572729. That's the WhatsApp. You can drop us a voice note on that or send a WhatsApp message. And then you can also give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. 012-334-1322.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM. 657 AM.
All right, let's hear what is Fifi saying.
Dumelang Baruti. Testimony. This is a very interesting topic. My contribution is that ke rata go share with others of how mo lifeng we grow up being told or being taught about Jehovah and the works of the blood of Jesus Christ. Mara go fitla a point mo ileng gore o kopana le Modimo one on one to have a personal encounter with the Lord. So now it becomes not what you have heard or what you have been told by others about the Lord, but it becomes what you know in your heart, and you know for sure, gore ke mone Jesu, ke a motseba Jesu. Having that deep connection, intimate relationship le Modimo e leng gore it's nothing compared to what you have heard or what you have seen around you from other people, but what you are seeing and hearing from the Lord himself in your personal journey and encounter with God. So that for me is a personal testimony we need to share with others. That's when you encounter God for yourself, then you can go out to the masses, go out there and testify about how good the Lord is, testify about how sweet the Lord is, knowing how you have encountered the very God that you are preaching, the very God that you are teaching, the very God that you are telling others about. Thank you so much. It's Fifi from Lotus Gardens.
Hey, Fifi, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Fifi. I really appreciate. Fundisi Nwamba. Hey, Joseph Nwamba. Ati, I lo seni. Pastor Wamina, I lo seni. Fundisi Wamina. Hey, siyabonga Mfundisi Wami. Asizwege, ubaba, Ogasumbu.
Pastor Ray and the panel, greetings in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This is Mbuyiso Nkomo indoda kaSombo. Baba, to add on what you have just explained regarding a testimony, I also think ukuthi a testimony futhi is based ukuthi how you walk with the Lord. It is not about, yes, it sometimes ukuthi udlulephi wahlangabezana nani okanye bo isimo sakho sishintshe kangakanani. That is also important, but most important ukuthi uhamba kanjani noNkulunkulu. Sibuzwile i-testimony ngo-Enoko, la elithi iBhayibheli u-Enoko wahamba noNkulunkulu. That is the testimony. God bless.
Awuzweke, siyabonga kakhulu. Okasombu, siyabonga baba, siyabonga kakhulu. Keep them coming. Let's hear. Keep them coming. We are willing to hear from you. Talk to us directly there. and we are touching this very aspect. What is a testimony? Ubufakazi. Buyini ubufakazi? Ngicela namhlanje ngabe sisabona ubufakazi nana noma sibona okunye nje okhlukile. We want to know. Tell us. 012-333-8699 or 012-334-1322. And 012-334-1322. You can also drop us a voice note via WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729. All right. Now, Jabu, let me bring this to you. Isaiah 12, verses 4. And in that day you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his deeds amongst the people, make mention that his name is exalted. When we make mention that the name of the Father, Yahuwah Elohim, be exalted, his name, his name, his real name. And when we declare also his name, you know, when we make his name known, when we call upon him and declare his deeds amongst the people, when we declare his deeds amongst the people and make mention of his name, when we praise him, that is a testimony according to Isaiah chapter 12 verses 4. Let's take a call and then I'll come to you, Jabu. Hello there. Hi.
I am from the Sunday Nation.
Hey, back up. Hey, mfowethu.
Mfundisi wami nabshe.
Abshe mfundisi. Ikwenzani January unyamalale kangaka mfo?
Hayi mfundisi. Isuke yaba inde kakhulu.
Ya, yangena imali, yangena imali, yangena imali ngokuthi indoda ingasakwazi ngisho nokukhuluma.
Ngiyabonga mfundisi isiprofeto. Ngiyabonga phela. Phela iBhayibhele lithi na ukufana kuphila kusemandleni welini. Sengiyamkela.
That's it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen, Bishop Kwane.
Welcome.
Angibingelele noJabulani lapho. No, Blasipho.
I was okay.
Yeah. Mfundisi nami.
Eh.
Athi umuntu, ngafika lana eSantweni. Ngahlangana no Babu Ray. Besentriyani yachinta. Ngina ngena masendi eshop, ngingena male, uma ngifika eshop, ngifika ngithatha konke, ngintriyani ichinta abantwana abafalandi.
Hey mate.
Ufakazi lo.
Hey.
Ufakazi ukhuluma ngoChrist.
Nazoke.
You will never meet Christ until the same again. But inkinga sifika sihlangana no Ray nomagama. Sikhohlwe lo ungaphe kwabo. Nathi ke esimanyu asabakhombi lo kuye ulidayo. Siwakhomba mina. Kuthi hey, phela ngimi la. Ibona le ndamfiki zami. Kunamadoda lapha ngiwathandayo. Akhe aphuma athi noma sihlala la sizofa. Uma siphuma futhi sizofa. Into engcono ukuthi uma asiphumeni anilepera lamadoda. Uma aphuma lithi iBhayibheli ayenza uJehova wenza izigqi zabo zizwakala kongathi kuzibuthu.
Hey.
Uma sifikele bathola ukuthi ku-empty bathatha abadla baqeda bathi it is not good. Asibuyeleni emuva siyobatshela. Uyibona kodwa le nto lena.
Yes.
Asibuyele nemuva
siyobatshela
ukuthi kwenzakaleni.
Aha.
Ngoba ba witness amandla kaNkuluNkulu
ngempela
ukuthi na baphume babe u4 then uNkuluNkulu nje avela ayenza ama six steps wabo azwakala kongathi kuza
ibutho
but imihlolo le ndakaza yenzeke na walives asibuyele nemuva. So you will never meet uNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu angayenzi lutho. But when you meet uMakamu, uzonoko fakaza ngasetoro ukuthi na wawukweleta kuphi yini. You understand? Nomakhelwane wengakhulumisi namhlanje sewuqale nokungibulisa. Uyayibona le nto lela. Kungathi ufakazi bungaze uvalwe emabandleni. And it's not good ukuvalwa kofakazi. Ngoba abantu kumele bamthole uNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu wenzani empilweni zabantu. But abantu bafakazi bafika ame nje akhuluma insambatheka phambi kwabantu. Abanye bamandena ku-national TV. akhuluma insangu yodwa ngithola kodwa lento le lapho ishathi lodwa nje lodwa lifuna ukushiswa lelihlathi
hey madod
hey
hey madod
lithi bebele noma ubani anomntwana unobufakazi
ngempela unendoda
njengo eh kathi wena kathi uthole bani uze kumakamu uze kubani uma ngabe uze kuJesu fakaza ngalo Jesu lo la
ngempela
ngoba uye lo uthole yena la awuzanga kumakamu mfundisi hayi ngishushu ngishushu ngisixoxa ngiyabonga mfundisi hayi
ngiyakuzwa ngiyakuzwa
ngiyabonga mfundisi
blessings to you Tate Makamu all right then
thank you mfundisi
all right then Bishop Makamu there. Okay, we're taking your calls, man. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Dorothy, thank you so much. The Dorothy says, Sanbonani Pastor Ray, nabafundisi nabo namhlanje. Testimony kukubabaza amandla kaNkulunkulu abonakaliswa empilweni zethu. Even David, before killing Goliath, he testified that while he was taking care of his father's sheep and goats, wabulala ibhere. Ibhere. Nengonyama. Ebezifuna ukudla izimvu zikababa wakhe. Yingakho wathi, nawe Goliath uzofa namhlanje. Sonke sinayo itestimony kulolu hambo nosimakade. And masingafakaza kungashona ilanga kuze kuphume ilanga ngoba simbonile uJehova. Esiweza imifula engena nathi nasemililweni. Amen. Hello there, hi.
Pastor Wamina.
Mfundisi Wamina.
Kanimambo, Pastor.
Kanimambo, mfundisi Wamina.
Angibingelela befundisi ke baza nendaba lemnandi le yokufaka.
Nayo ke indaba, mfundisi wami.
Manje ke angeke ngiqale lapha ukuthi wele bekhona encwadini yaba Roma. Nguna la kukhulunywa khona encwadini ezikhulu. Ingathi nani makhosi?
Yeah.
Ya, na umuzi waseSamaria wawubiyelwe mfundisi.
Ahana, ahana.
Kwathi laba namalepero bakhethelwa ngaphandle.
Mhm.
Lawa bantu babesebaya le emasoteni le.
Yeah.
Yamasiriya.
Yeah.
Uma wafika le, bathola ukuthi uNkulunkulu babalekisile bokukumandanda laba bo-general bonke babalekile mfundisi.
Mhm.
Bafika badla ngoba banambili bafika bathi hey. Ayenzi kahle lokho endele kuleta ifamba hey yabika le yafakaza uyabona mfundisi manje nama bandeni wethu sina labe umuntu laba abangana iphiwe mfundisi
yeah
lezi zokuthi babe ngobomfundisi
hey madoda
lezi zokuthi babe ngabavangeli
hey inkosi yami
lezi zokuthi babe ngabaprofeti abalwa kanjani njani mfundisi abanazo lezi thiwe lezi
hey
kodwa basebenza kuNkulunkulu.
Hayi, hayi.
Ukubona ukufaka kusho ukuthi angeke ufakaze ukuthi mina sengifindisiwe. Ufuna ukufakaza. Kuphela nje umfundisi kufuna hlanganiphe, angazofakazisa abantu lapha enkonzweni bonke lapha ngesayo ngoba kuzofikisa ngalesikhathi okwakaphethe nasifuna kubuya kuRed Politics. Kuyo kuthi ngale nkonzo kusafakazwa ngalesikhathi. Umunye uthathe hour long akakwazi ukukhuluma.
Yo.
Manje ke lokufakaza lokho kukahle kumntana kaNkulunkulu uyamkhulisa futhi azabe nesiphiwo mfundisi. Lokho kubulala imali lokuthi abantu bangafakazi umfundisi angavumi futhi ukuthi abantu bahambe bashumayela athi awungathi afamba ujumayela handle kanawo wamina. Kuleta kakuthi uhambe uthathe imali ke bantwini phela le.
Uhambe
uthathe umnikelo ebantwini ngale.
Eyi madoda.
Uma uhambe uyofakazela abantu. Ufuna umthetho uthole la kuyo ukuthi ungahamba. Loko kubulala ibandla lokho.
Eish mara.
Manje umuntu ufuna ufakaze noma ungazofakaze ukuthini ndi. Afakaze ukuthi mina ngisindisiwe mina sengiyimukele inkosi. Ukusindiswa lo mfundo kumukele uJesu Kristu.
Ngempela, ngempela.
Hey kanoma bobayistor.
Kanoma mfundisi amina nakhenza. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Let's hear what you say.
You're at 657 AM. Radio carrying 24 hours a day. 657 AM.
All right. And I was bringing this to you, Jabu, my friend. You know, when we call upon his name, when we praise him, when we declare his deeds amongst the people,
when we make mention of his name, when we make mention of his name, that is a testimony, according to Isaiah 12, verses 4. Jabu!
Yes, indeed, my friend. When we make mention of the name of the Lord, we are indeed testifying. That is why, as I was saying at first, that actually testifying is not that difficult as maybe some of us we may think. Because what the Lord has done for you, you start from there. So you declare what the Lord has done for you, the greatness he has seen in you. That's why if you haven't seen the Lord in your life, it will not be easy for you to testify. So if you really haven't given your life to God, you will not be able to really speak about his power because you haven't seen it in your life. You know, there is a scripture in Matthew 24:14, which is supporting the one that you are quoting, my friend, in Isaiah 12, verse 4, which says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations.
Yeah.
And then the end will come.
Yes.
The end is going to come after we have testified. You know. Testifying is preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
To the whole world. So it means the whole world, maybe Omuye might be saying, I must go to Asia, you know, all the continents of the world. But the next person that you see, you know, do they know Jesus? Do they know the graces of God that you have seen? Do they know the favor that you have experienced? That is where we start. You know, just like he says in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, that, you know, after that you shall be witnesses to me, starting from, you know, to dear Samaria and unto Jerusalem and all the ends of the world. So you start where you are, in your family. You tell them about the greatness of God, the goodness of God. You tell them what you've seen, you know. That thing that seems to be leaky, but it's great because it's been done by God. There is nothing small that God can do. He does great things. That's why Isaiah 12:4, you know, they say that they sing praises to God for what he has done. And they tell the nations what he has done, you know, let them know how mighty is God. He does great things. So that is testifying, and that is a testimony. Ubukhulu bukaNkulunkulu esibonakalisayo emhlabeni wonke, you know, kubantu ukuthi abantu bazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu mkhulu kangakanani, unamandla kangakanani, usinqobela kangakanani.
Absolutely, I concur, and I agree with what you're just saying, my friend, there. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699. Let us hear what you say with regards to this very issue. And, of course, what is the aspect of testimony? Let's play songs that talk about, you know, or songs that give a testimony. Songs that give a testimony. Beautiful songs there, I trust. And I should say, even without a doubt, we find ourselves in most instances being people who basically let go of testimony in one way or another, and that is where the problem is. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729, and of course you can send us also a voice note on the WhatsApp 0826572729. Otherwise you can give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-333-8699, 012-333-8699. You can talk to us there. Or 012-334-1322. Right. And here's another one. Sipho, let me bring this to you also. Our testimony should not be something a hamba besiyaphela. It should not be something that happens periodically. It just starts and ends. You know, when you look into Isaiah 62, verses 6, it says, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem, that they shall never hold their peace day or night. You who make mention of Yahuwah, do not keep silent. When we make mention of our Creator, our Elohim, and we don't keep silent, we make mention of him every time. Look, you enter into a restaurant with your family, banikeza ukudla laphana, and vele nigovumule nje. But you thank the Father. And everyone is looking at, there are people who are going to be looking at you, but you thank the Father.
not good to disturb about Baba, Cecilia, a restaurant, the bus is so good. Baba had in my. But silently, the father can hear you. He can hear you. And of course, they can see, wow, they are thanking the father even for the food that they are eating. Or the conversation, the way you converse with the waiters. You don't go like, hey, waiter, what is this now? What is this now? Huh? Is this what I've... But the way you talk, it's going to make mention of the king who lives in your heart. Sibo.
That's very true. And indeed, in Fundis, that declaration, as I've mentioned earlier on, sometimes that guest and Fundis, you acknowledge everything that you heard is from God.
Mm.
It's so powerful, testimony, Mr. Makamo. Sometimes we miss the mark when we testify. We uplift people rather than the God who has made wonders and miracles in our life.
Mm.
It is so powerful. Other people, they brand other people's name under the impression of by our fathers. And Ibonga, Bishop Wami, Uhatebe, Noctobula, like Noctobulake, Nana. It's not a testimony.
Yeah.
Testimony, you declare declaration from this, what God has done without any somebody, any intervention. Testimony, uveza amandla akhe njengamanje mfundisi ngake ngahlanya umusa kaNkuluNkulu namhlanje I can be on radio. Hey, I can understand it because I lost my insanity.
Hey,
I lost mfundisi ukucabanga normal. Ngiy understand manje ukuthi nokuhlanya ngama level khona ukuhlanya ungaboni next khona ukuhlanya ukwazi ukubona but other part uthi ufuna ukuphuma ungakhona. Bonke lo, it's a testimony ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyamphilisa umuntu ehlanyeni. Yingakho mangibona ihlanya every time when I'm driving, mfundisi, I almost like feel like crying. Ngibuka amandla kaNkulunkulu ukuthi definitely it's true God has done it.
Mm.
And he can also do it to that somebody oyihlanya mfundisi. Ngithi noma ngikhuluma nomuntu ohlanyayo, sengiy understand ngikhuluma naye having the mind ukuthi lo muntu la angaphila if God wants it. So in a testimony mfundisi ukuthi ngizalwe ekhaya elimpofu esilovu la ungakwazi ukuvumela imfaduko phansi kuchitheka amanzi ungakwazi ukwavuma ngoba kuyidaka kuyibhucu kunekhapeti endala uthi uma kumele ushanyele uthele amanzi before ngoba izokhanda ithule uma ngibuka emuva mfundisi izenzo zakhe ngithi ah God is good
muhle
muhle uNkulunkulu le mcabanga athi uJeremiah ngimcabanga emihle nawe si ukukumelelisa nginikeza ithemba le those are the declaration that I had ukuthi I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Ibambe lapho Sipho. Let's take another caller. Hello sir.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, and how are you sir?
I'm good, thanks. It's Sam Kumera from Durban. I just want to join in on this conversation. Very, very exciting.
Siyabonga, Kumera.
Yeah, I do believe, saints, really, any one of us, any given day, should have a testimony. Because uNkulunkulu does not stop working.
Mm.
Does not sleep no slumber.
Yeah.
1 Peter 2:9 uma uNkulunkulu esichaza ukuthi singobani the real priesthood bese thi usifuse kwi kingdom yobumnyama what's later kwi kingdom of his dear son bese ethi so that he may proclaim the wonders of him.
Yeah,
so that is a clincher for me bazalwane ukuthi there is always a miracle at work. There is always God's power being displayed in all the billion people on earth that have moved from the darkness to the kingdom of his dear light.
Mm.
So every single day, God is performing a word. What is Isaiah 65:11? My word proceeds from my mouth. Shall not return void. It proceeds. So that means it's a doing thing that like dot without any infinite. It's just infinite. It continues throughout. God is at work.
Mm.
Even as we speak now, as I take my breath, God is showing himself strong to someone.
Amen.
And that is a testimony of his presence amongst his people.
Yes.
So I am really blessed, Brother Rana. I think we don't do justice to what God does. I don't think we proclaim enough every single day. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too. Kumete, siyabonga kakhulu mfowethu. Thank you so much. Thank you. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-333-8699. Of course, when we testify, we also testify by praising him and speaking publicly to him as to who he is, just like this.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. or WhatsApp 067-429-7564. Or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.